KORN News Radio Sports for this Friday, August 1st. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Just three Major League Baseball games on the schedule last night with the trade deadline. The Braves would defeat the Cincinnati Reds 12-11 in a wild game in 10 innings last night. Atlanta's Marcell Ozuna would drive in Matt Olson with a sacrifice fly to win it in the top of the 10th. Game featured 30 combined hits and 16 runs just in the 8th inning. Atlanta's Ozzie Albies had 4 hits, scored twice, and drove in 2. The game was tied at 3 going into the 8th inning. The Braves would then score 8 times to take an 11-3 lead. But then Atlanta gave up 8 runs themselves in the bottom of the inning. It's the first time in Major League Baseball history that both teams scored at least 8 runs in an 8th inning. Combined, just in that inning, there were 5 pitchers, 25 batters, and 16 hits in the 8th. The Reds and Braves play later today. Their first pitch is scheduled for 11:40 this morning in Cincinnati before they head to Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee. This will be the first ever Major League Baseball game played at a raceway, at a racetrack. That game is tomorrow night, and you can watch it 6:15 p.m. on Fox. Seattle's Cal Raleigh would homer again. They would also get a home run from rookie Cole Young as the Mariners beat the Texas Rangers 6-0. Raleigh hit his Major League leading 42nd home run last night in the 5th inning, just 2 batters after Young, to give Seattle a 3-0 lead. George Kirby would get the win, throwing 6 shutout innings, allowing only 3 hits with 6 strikeouts. Seattle currently has a 1-game lead over Texas for the final wild card spot in the American League, and the Mariners also have a 3-game edge on Cleveland. And then yesterday afternoon, it would be the Yankees defeating Tampa Bay 7-4 in a game interrupted by rain for nearly 3 hours. Yankees would get home runs in the first 2 innings from Ben Rice and Giancarlo Stanton. Baseball this weekend, the Chicago Cubs host the Baltimore Orioles. That'll be Saturday at 1:20 on FS1. Cleveland and the Twins, they play Saturday at 3:10. And mentioned that the Reds and Braves game will be a very unique setting at Bristol Motor Speedway. That's Saturday night, 6:15 on Fox, part of MLB's first ever Speedway Classic. And then Sunday night baseball on ESPN will be the Detroit Tigers at the Philadelphia Phillies. That'll be at 6 p.m. on Sunday. 2-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Terry McLaurin has asked the Washington Commanders to trade him because of a contract dispute. McLaurin has been a hold-in at training camp. The veteran reported to camp Sunday after skipping the first 4 practices and parts of the offseason program. McLaurin remains on the physically unable to perform list with an ankle injury while contract talks continue. McLaurin had 82 catches, a career-high 13 touchdowns, and nearly 1,100 receiving yards last year for Washington. New York Knicks forward Mikal Bridges has agreed to a 4-year deal, $150 million contract extension with New York. Bridges averaged 17 points per game this past season as the Knicks made the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years. Charlie Woods, the 16-year-old son of Tiger, is currently tied for second at the Junior PGA Championship after shooting a 5-under-66 yesterday in the 3rd round in West Lafayette, Indiana. Charlie Woods is currently 12-under for the week. Players are vying for 2 automatic spots on the Junior Ryder Cup team. They'll take on Team Europe coming up in September in New York. And that's a look at your sports on this Friday morning. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.